Listening to Amud V'Chazara with Danny Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. So we are at the top. We just mentioned the concept of Chibur, meaning we're talking about Kalim being in two parts, and then the separation from that. Whether it's two things that are connected or it's one thing and you're making a new opening. So now we're going to have a related discussion related to the concept of two items being conjoined and then taking on the status of one item. So Rami Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah pitched a contradiction to Rabbi Zeira. Tznan, we learn in the Mishnah, Shalal shel kovsin, which Rashi says, it's a darkam l'shalul, which means like the sewed together things of launderers. That it was that Rashi says darkam l'shalul habagadim zeim zeh katanim im hagdolim kadesh shelo yavado. Right, that what launderers used to do is they would do like a very light stitching of let's say socks. I don't know if they had socks, but for example, to socks and like imagine like pinning them together to the pants so that the socks don't get lost in the wash. So that's what they would have. So these stitched together garments, the sholol shel kovsin, and vishalsheles shel maftachos, which is a chain of keys, meaning a keychain. Vahabeged shehu tafor bikilayim, and also a beged that is sewn with kilayim, meaning you have a beged, two parts of a beged. Rashi says, "V'hein shtei chasichos shel beged tzemer shetafru b'chut shel pishtan." Right, so meaning that you have these two woolen garments, and then you stitch them together with linen. So that'll be a shatnez thread. However, the intention is not to keep them there. It's a temporary, hold that you have there on these garments. So all of these objects we mentioned are connected. So now here's the question, or here's the halachic ramifications of this. All of these things are chibur letuma, anshi yaskel lahatir. All of these things are connected to each other regarding hilchos tuma, meaning that if something becomes tame, so if one of the things comes to tame, then the attached thing is also tame, which is not a given that there, you know, if it's not like, you know, contact between two kalim will transfer tuma in general, but over here this is considered one unit, even though it's really like two units that are sewn together, and even though the intention for like the example is for all of them is to detach them at some point. That for the time being, they are considered one unit, as long as you didn't start untying it yet. Even if your intention is to untie it. However, Achiaskel Hatir, right, if you have already begun detaching it, and then in the middle of that process, one of them became Tame, so it's already considered as if they are detached. So the Das plays a factor here, but only as indicated by the beginning actions. Okay, that's what he says so far. But we have a contradictory teaching, which says makel sha'asa yad lekordom, a staff or a rod that was made into the handle of a cordom, like an axe. Meaning you had some sort of metal axe head, and you have some wooden stick that's not made for it, but you stick it in there. So chibur l'tuma b'shas malacha. Chibur l'tuma b'shas malacha. It's considered connected for purposes of tuma at the time of the malacha, at the time when you're using it actively. So the implications of this. Well, first of all, let's just clarify: the wood would not become tame on its own. This makel, because the halachas are that when it comes to eights, as we mentioned a couple of times already, the when it comes to wooden items, they can only become tamei if they are they have a base kibble. If they can, right, it's a receptacle that it can hold something, right? And there's a whole discussion about then when it gets to sizes as well, and is it carried empty? That whole discussion. So this wooden stick would not become tamei. However, when attached to a, if it's one with the axe and the metal axe becomes tamei, then the wood can become tamei as well. So what does this Mishnah say? It says that b'shas malacha, when you're using it can become tamei. So that what the implications of that are b'shas malacha in shelo b'shas malacha lo. That if it's not the time of malacha, then right, if the axe is just sitting there, then it would not become tamei. And this would seemingly contradict the teaching we just said, because over there, even if it's not shas malacha, as long as you didn't start undoing it, it's still considered one unit and it's chibur l'tuma. Right? So it's a contradiction. Right, the first Mishnah we quoted is that whether it's b'shas malacha or not, it's considered chibur l'tuma as long as you didn't start undoing it. And in our axe case, the implications are that b'shas malacha, it's chibur l'tuma, not shas malacha, it's not. So the Gemara responds, or actually not just Gemara, Rav Zera responds, Amar le, hasam shalom b'shas malacha. Adam osir lezorka leben ha'etzim. Hacha shelo b'shas, right? So there's a key difference that there, when it comes to the axe, at the time when it's not shas malacha, a person typically will throw the stick back among his sticks. Hacha shelo b'shas malacha nami nichalei. But over here, when it comes to like the clothing situation, even if it's not b'shas malacha, it's still good for him. For the things to stay together, like the sock and the pants, let's say, di mitanfu, because if they get dirty, hadar mechaver luhu, he can go back and whiten them or wash them. Meaning that typically, when someone puts in the axe piece was it's a temporary axe handle, like it was the type of thing that it wasn't made for this. You're not planning on keeping it like that. Like you're just looking around. You need to grab something, and so you put it in the axe handle. So in that situation, what typically happens is that when a person is done with the malacha, he's typically going to take out the axe and throw it back the wood and throw it back among the rest of his wood. Meaning once he's done, he typically doesn't leave it there. There's not really much of a benefit to leave it there. He's probably not going to use it again. Therefore, as soon as you're done with the shas malacha, it's no longer chibur l'tuma, because it's about his ratzon. Now, when it comes to the clothing situation, so then people aren't so quick to undo the stitching in that situation. People are not so quick to do that because it's still beneficial that even if you took out the laundry, but you're putting it out there to dry. But you know what happens? The kids are running around. Or you're hanging on the clothes on the outside, it could fall in the dirt. So, better not to disconnect it unless we're like really like folding it up and putting it in the dresser. Better not to, so since it's still beneficial for him to keep it together, so it will still be considered chibur l'tuma, even if it's not shas malacha, it's still considered chibur l'tuma until he actively shows, okay, I'm done. I've already started to undo it. So these are not comparable. It is not a contradiction. Okay, so now on this regarding this inyan of things that are mechuber to each other and being considered one object. So we're gonna have a teaching, the source of which we're not fully sure, but we're gonna try to identify the a Tana for a similar opinion. So Bisura Masnula So in Surah, they taught the following teaching that we're about to teach. They taught it in the name of Rav Chisda. But Pumbedisa, however, in Pumbedisa, Masnu Mishmei de Rav Kahana. They taught it in the name of Rav Kahana. The Amri La Mishmei de Rava. And some say no, they taught it in the name of Rava. Okay, so three possible sources for the following teaching, which is a question, and then and an answer from a Mishnah. So here's the teaching. Mantana ha milsa damarabanan. what is, who is the Tana who says this teaching of the Rabbanan, the following teaching? Kol mechubar lo harihu kamoso. Anything that is attached is considered as if it is like it, meaning two attached items take on the, or it sounds like there's like a main one and a subordinate one, but either way, that there are two articles that take on the status of one item. So who is this opinion? And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav responded, Rav Meir, it is Rav Meir. Ditznan, as we see in the following Mishnah. Beis hapach, ubeis hatavlin, ubeis haner shebakira. So the place, like the receptacle of a pach, like a flask of whatever it might be, or or the base of tavlin, the place that you would put spices, or base haner shevakira, or the place that you would put a lamp, all of these within the kira. Right, so Rashi just clarifies what's going on here, that kira zum esatelasi umechuvarin la clay cheres katanim. So beis hapach shemoshivin besochar shemen lahavshir. Right, so there was a beis hapach on many kiros, I guess, that they would place in it oil to cool it down. So. Or right, to give it a chill. So you have these like receptacles somewhere within the oven, but so they're considered attached. And so what's the halacha? Metamin b'maga ve'ein metamin ba'avir divrei meir. So they are metame with maga, meaning it came in contact with something tame, and so now that the kira becomes tame, the base apach or the base atavlin or the base aner that's in the kira also becomes tame. But when it comes to ba'avir, that's not the case. They meaning putting it in the airspace. Now, in general, when it comes to klei cheres, earthenware, if you put something in the airspace, it's like a unique thing by klei cheres, that if you put something in the airspace of it, even if it doesn't actually touch the sides, so it'll be metame the klei cheres. So over here we say that it's so Rashi just clarifies metame b'maga im naflam tuma ba'aviron or la'avir akira v'naga hatuma l'shule hakira. Right, so if the something tummy fell into the airspace, in their airspace or the airspace of the kira, or it touched the shule akira, like the bottom of the kira, nitmu gam elu o naga tuma l'shulehan shel elu nitmeis akira. So so these things are going to become tame as well. However, when it comes to the avir, it's not going to be time in the airspace. And this is good, and we're going to explain the shita momentarily. This is Reb Meir's opinion, but clearly he seems to hold that there's some sort of connection between these objects. That there is that if it's chibur, then it is kamohu in some form. Kol mechubar harihu kamohu. It's connected. Well, that's not the only opinion here, though. Rabbi Shimon Matahir. Rabbi Shimon says it is Tahor. And, okay, so now we're going to make sense of this opinion. Bishlam of the Rabbi Shimon, Kisavar Lav Kikira Damu. So it makes sense that Rabbi Shimon would be Matahir because he says it's not considered like the Kira. Don't tell me just because it's attached, all of a sudden it has the same din as the Kira. So that shita makes sense. What's not so clear is the shita of Rav Meir, right? Because doesn't seem consistent. Ela Rav Meir ikakira damu afila ba'avir nami. So if they're considered one with the kira, then even if it's put in the airspace, litmu, it should become tame, right? Because if we're talking, we have this earthenware oven. Or stove or whatever oven, let's say, and you're putting it. So if they're part of it, you put it in the airspace of the oven. So the oven should become tame, and they should become tame as well, if they're all one unit. However, Ilav kikira damu, but if it's not, so afil b'maga nami lo litmu. So then even if it comes in contact, because again, it's cheres, so when it comes to cheres, it's not going to transfer via maga, through touching, so then it shouldn't be a problem. But Rav Meir is for some reason, like half in, half out. So what's going on here? So the Gemara responds, li olam, so really, lav kikira damu. Like midya raisa, it's not considered like a kira. They're considered their own independent items. They're not one unit. Virabanan hu de gazrabahu. And the Rabbanan made a gzera that it should be considered a mechubar and kamohu latoma. So the Gemara then challenges that. It says, okay, well, if that's true, e gazrabahu afilu ba'avir nami litmu. So why didn't they go the whole way? Why don't they say, they said, right, not that it just becomes tame bimaga, but also ba'avir, if you're trying to go, you're trying to, you know, make this derabanan. So the Gemara responds, avdu bahu rabanan hekeira. The rabanan, the reason they didn't do that, we see this, I forgot if we've had it yet in Shabbos, can remind me if we did, but the rabanan made a heker so that we would not, confuse the derabanan and the deraisa, and it says kihechi de lo asi le misarif ale truma vekadshim, because we don't want when we have things that are tame, that are truma, that's tame midirabanan, so we can get into trouble, because what might happen is that you might come to burn it, right? Because that's what's done with truma that's tame midiraisa, so you burn it. But you're not allowed to burn truma that is not tame. So now if it's tame midrabanan, so what we usually do for that is we leave it and let it go bad. We don't burn it. So once you start, you know, cause it, once you blur lines of deraisa and derabanan over here, it might result in burning truma unnecessarily. So sometimes we see that the Rabbanan, when they created Derabanans, they created a certain hecker where they felt that there would be a confusion. Meaning they want the logic to be somewhat inconsistent so that it creates this hecker. Yeah, I don't think we did it in Shabbos night. I think I did it in Chagiga, a few different things. Unless you guys remember something.
No, I don't remember anything.
Okay, right. So that's what's going on over here. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa related, Masporas shel prakim, scissors that are of prakim, that are of pieces. Remember we had this a menorah of prakim on Memvav. So you have scissors that are a couple pieces put together, and the Ismail shel rehitni, which is a plane of, I'm trying to remember, like I guess who works with the plane with the, like
a carpenter.
A carpenter. Thank you. Yes. Right. So the plane of Rehitni, a carpenter, and yeah, Rashi just tells us what it looks like a little bit. Right? There's this barzel and this of tefushel eitz. There's like a piece of wood that's put into the barzel, and you take it out. Acham lach to notel haymenu. So these objects. So interesting halacha. Chibur latuma ve'ein chibur lahaza. They are connected regarding laws of tuma, meaning if something comes in contact with one piece of the scissors or one piece of the plane, then it's going to be on the other as well. The ein chibur lahazah, but there is no, they're not considered connected when it comes to halachos of hazah, of sprinkling the meipara aduma. So meaning it's not enough to sprinkle one of the pieces; you have to sprinkle both. So that's very strange. That sounds like a contradiction. Man of Shach says Gemara, but either way, it doesn't make sense. Ichibur hu, if it's connected, afilu lahazah nami, and ilav chibur hu, afilu l'toma nami. Which one is it? Is it connected or not? Oh, sorry, afilu l'toma nami lo. So, Amar Rava says Dvar Torah b'shas malacha. So Dvar Torah. So this is the midrash. This is what it is. Let me clarify. B'shas malacha chibur. Bain la Tuma, Bain la Hazah. That if it's in the middle of its use right now, they're considered connected. For all intents and purposes, whether we're talking about the Tuma, whether we're talking about the Hazah, if they are being used right now, then it is they're considered Chibur. And on the other end, v'shalobesh has malacha, if it's just sitting around, ain Chibur. Lo l'tuma v'lo l'hazah. So the chibur is only in shas malacha. If it's not shas malacha, there's no chibur. There's no difference between the hazah and the hazah and the tuma, as would make sense. So why does the Mishnah say what it says? The gazer rabbanon al tuma shelo b'shas malacha mishum tuma shebashas malacha. But the rabbanon word goes there on tuma. Even if it's not b'shas malacha, because of tuma b'shas malacha, right? So that people don't get confused and say, oh, you know what? It's right. If it's not b'shas malacha, it's not considered chibur. So maybe they'll forget. Oh yeah, scissors. The scissors are fine. It's fine. It doesn't become tame. But if b'shas malacha, they certainly do become tame. So we're machmer from that end. V'al hazah, and when it came to hazah, we're also machmir shebashas malacha mishum hazah shelo b'shas malacha. We're machmir on sprinkling of a shas malacha because of what if it's not shas malacha? But someone's saying, oh yeah, the scissors, they're totally fine. You can sprinkle the scissors if they're in use. That's not a problem. But people might think, well, but people might realize if they're not being used, then you can sprinkle on it, and that would also be an error. So there are machmir here as well. But really, min adin, it's all about the shas malacha, and that's when they're considered mechubar. And these are just chumras midrabanan, so people don't make a mistake.